The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Recently, I watched a friend take to the stage to narrate her on-again, off-again relationship. The person who made them, in their words, starry-eyed and weak, was the topic of a decade-plus long drama condensed into a five-minute act, which resulted in them getting out of town forever. The workplace romance complicated matters too much, so she just left. This wasn't the Moth Radio Hour, but the Heartbreak Happy Hour in Nashville. The audience stood with plastic cups of beer, knowingly nodding. That there exists someone in our lives who can, without warning, just walk into a room and send our molecules into disarray is a familiar and particular kind of blues. The evening of stand-up comedy, storytelling, songs, and poetry left me in stitches. But mostly, I felt in my gut the distinct anguish of humans in love. Why do we lean on love so much for sustenance when passion dwindles to a set of burnt twigs? Where once there was a raging fire, it's as though a theft has occurred, the result of which makes us homesick for ourselves. I find it difficult to accept that our predilection for acts of hankering is all genetics, encouraging us to simply procreate. I like to think we are seeking love to cure the wound of being separated from our other half. As Aristophanes argued in Plato's Symposium, that we are waiting for the magic found in another person's eyes to heal us. Love, however elusive, is how we are brought to wholeness, a sense of ourselves, where we are tall and invincible. Yet, heartbreaks are inevitable. Foul-ups are bound to happen. And today's poem makes it clear the extent to which the mess of love, as a burden, lives within us, ever so sweet, ever so veiled. Great Question by Lisa Olstein. When I say, seeing you again really opened me up, I mean like a hatchet to the chest I keep hidden in my chest. Stuck drawers near the heart. Little Lathe, long past, do you remember? After years of careful study, and even more studied looking away, having retraced the memory palace from the unfinished novel of what lives and lives and lives and still lives wherever it is flint meek spark in the dark, hot orange here, then gone, low and slow, a smoldering field, a controlled burn. Yes, I remember. Finally, I've located the girl, the bend, the night, that series of precise and fumbling distances that set our bodies in motion across thousands of other nights. But from these forensics, I've gleaned no wisdom. Only wish, sorrow, sorrow, wish. Nothing at all about the ox I am, or my cart. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.